Well, if you could open up your Bibles with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, while you're doing that, I'd bring to mind James chapter 2 begins off by saying we can't carry around an attitude of personal favoritism. So you all that were here first service got a wonderful treat with Pastor Josh, where he appealed to Pastor Gary to come up and share about our missionary in India. So I don't want second service, all of you brothers and sisters, to feel like we're favoriting first service. So we're going to appeal to Pastor Gary again to join us this service. So Pastor Gary, if I could appeal to you.
Well, maybe by having me not share, they would be the favorite.
Oh, I don't think so. First service, you kind of shared with us how things came about with this missionary in India.
Right.
And how you ended up going over. There was a number of men that were graduating, right? And you and some of the men sat down.
Yeah, from SIACS University there in Bangalore, right?
And you said you met with quite a few of them, right?
Well, the whole deal was my oldest son, he had been going to Word of Life, and so took off a year to go with an evangelist, all over the world. And one of the places that they stopped off with was SIACS in Bangalore, India. Mm-hmm. And that's that particular university, started by Dr. Houghton, was started for the purpose of really training people in the things of God. It had other degrees that you could get, and psychology, business, and anyway. And so my oldest son, Josh, he said, Dad, you got to go over there. And I said, well, I'll go over if you want to go over with me again. And he said, yeah, I'll go over with you. So we arrive in the airport, and he says, get us a ride to, you know, and I'm going, I don't even know where I am. Bangalore is just, I think, north of Mumbai, and just about as big as far as the city goes. So traffic everywhere, you know. I know why they have Indian people driving taxi cabs in New York, because New York is like nothing to them. Because there aren't any yeah. stops, or it doesn't matter what side of the road you're on. But we finally got in one of those three-wheeler things, and you know, the guy's saying he needs a certain amount, Daddy, he needs this. So I gave him some money, you gave him too much, and whatever. But so the guy took us out, and then he stopped in the middle of nowhere. And he looked at us and goes, so I had no idea where we were. And anyway, that's kind of how we started. But finally got to SIACS and met Dr. Houghton and talked to the different ones that were wanting to go into ministry. Mm-hmm. And our hope was to support one of the ones that were going to ministry, you know, fresh out of, because they don't have any kind of support once yeah. they get out. And it's a labor of love just to go through the mm-hmm. training. So long story short, we found a guy by the name of Robinson Gill, and he was from the Sikh tribe. Sikh tribe with the guys with the beard and the mm-hmm. swords and the turbans. And so he kept saying that his desire was, I want to train them to preach the gospel and to be pastors in churches, which, you know, there were some churches that had been established, but nobody had really been trained. Yeah. So I thought that was great. And after maybe a year or so after, you know, he kept corresponding to us. And finally, he had married Molly, who had graduated there. And it seemed as if she was deathly ill. We felt like it was time to support them if we were going to at all. And through that, we've been their full support throughout the years. How many years has it been? 20 years. Family Bible Church is over there. Family Bible School is over there. the first graduation after he taught, I think we had about 200, after that 300, after that 500. And, you know, with each of those graduations, I was going out. And then finally I said, you know, Robinson, you need to establish a church. We want your church to be the auspice of your school, that it goes under that, and so that there's now a church there, Family Bible Church. Yeah. Once again, I didn't ask them to name it that, but so we've had good contact with them through the years, and love the Lord. I get a kick, and I haven't been in a while, and I'm hoping maybe, you know, after whatever happens with my mom, now 98, I don't feel like it's, I want to leave her right now. Yeah. But after whatever happens, and she may live to be 110, I don't know. but I want to go over again. But it's just, I can't tell you how much fun it is to be with them in the car. You know, I'll be sitting there, and Molly's usually in the back seat, and she's, Pastor Getty. And I go, yes. And she goes, do you think we could have this or that? And Robinson goes, now, Molly, don't do that to the pastor. Don't put him on the spot. And she goes, I'm not putting you on the spot. Am I putting you on the spot, Pastor Getty? So, a lot of interesting times together. But they served tirelessly. And, you know, for the first few years, they were going everywhere on a scooter. Mm-hmm. Now, that's the three of them. They had a son. And, you know, these little scooters. And they would go miles, hundreds of miles on these scooters and you know, teaching at different places. Yeah. So they've been very faithful. And I remember the one year that I went out there, he said, I want to show you some property out. It was out in the sugarcane field. In the sugarcane field, he says, I want to buy this property and maybe we can build a church. And I said, well, I don't know. So we now have a church there in the sugarcane area. And it's all marble. Because the whole area is marble. It was done very well, whoever built it. But you folks have a church over there in India if you want to visit. And a home, and a place to stay.
Do you have an apartment?
I have an apartment on the third story of their house that they made for me.
And the Lord's really brought, I know we have two brothers and their families that are serving, that the Lord's give us an opportunity to come alongside of as well.
Yeah.
And so we've really seen the Lord working and growing that church and that ministry over there.
Yeah, I just have continued to encourage them. He said, we're not trying to build buildings and we're not trying to build an institution. Yeah. We're supporting you. Whatever you want to do with the money, that's what you do. Yeah. I said, but we're supporting you and we're supporting these men. And but they've used it to do so many things. And of course, there have been times that we've taken collection. Mm-hmm. You probably remember when we bought them a car. Mm-hmm. When we bought the building for them to construct it. So,
yeah.
But it's been a good relationship through the years, and now going on 20. Mm-hmm. I think their son now is going to college, isn't he?
Be a doctor.
Yeah, he wants to be a doctor. So, and they really wouldn't have had any funds. The wonderful thing is, you know, our dollar, I don't know now, but the exchange was like 47. So $1.47. Mm-hmm. But you can do a lot with that.
The Lord's been faithful to provide.
Yeah.
Thanks, Pastor.
Thanks.
We get a hug, too. and as Pastor Josh mentioned, first service, we've got pictures up in the back over there in the hallway and sometimes have them on the back table so you can get to see how the Lord's been working and building even just the building. And we got a chance to watch that as a church together. Now, I'm also going to call Mom. I'm her favorite son-in-law, so I get to call her Mom. She only has one daughter, if you don't know, so I don't have a lot of competition for that title. But we call you up at the same time as we're sharing about this missionary, this ministry in India, because as Pastor Gary said, we are the only support for this ministry, and that really ties in with what you're going to share about. We have an opportunity this time of the year to both get to support that and get to love on one another as well, right?
Yes. So this happens to be one of my favorite time of the year because we do get to minister to our church family as well as the missionaries over in India. And first I'd like to present a rhetorical question, and that is, does anyone know why we have the candy box in the back? And no, it's not for a sugar rush. Okay. several years ago, Pastor Gary tasked each of the different Sunday school classes to think of ways outside the box to raise money for our missionaries. Well, mine are 8 to 12 years old, and there's not a whole lot of money making there. So we have the candy in the back, but each piece of candy has a sticker on it, and with the name of one of our missionaries over in India, including Robinson and his family. So it's an opportunity to share in this ministry with them. And we do minister to Family Bible Church in India with Robinson, his wife Molly, and their son Kevin. And, you know, it's not as easy to share the gospel in other countries as it is here in America. And they face very harsh opposition. 3 John verses 5 through 8 says that we become fellow partakers with them when we support these missionaries. And it doesn't have to be money. It is also that opportunity to be praying for them. So please pray for them. Please pay attention to the stickers that are on there. And if you have little ones who cannot read, and I am so thankful for the younger ones who have these little ones. One day I saw Michelle leading little Sammy, who's 3 years old, and how to pray when she was getting her piece of candy. So please do that. And then secondly, I love February because it gives our church body an opportunity to minister to one another while supporting our missionaries. So starting today and all of February, you may sign up to send scripture-based Valentines to the members of our congregation. All the money given goes right to the missions. I don't want y'all to feel pressure to do this. 2 Corinthians 9:7 says that God loves a cheerful giver. So we don't want to give grudgingly or under compulsion. And no one sees, you know, who's giving and who's not giving. So in the back, there's a pink heart-filled bag. And in front of it are these little strips of paper. On the strip of paper, you need to put your name. You also need to put a scripture verse that you would like to share with the people that are getting the Valentines and who you would like to give the Valentines to. Most of the time, people put the entire church. So I'll use Dave and I as an example. Each of you would get a Valentine with a specific verse. If you don't put a verse, I will pick one like Romans 12:10. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor. And then you're going to see my Sunday school class, and we're going to incorporate the teenagers, and first service was the first time they heard about it, to help the younger ones, because we have grown a little bit, if you haven't noticed. And so we have a lot of new people. So in order for us to learn who you are and for you to get to meet us, you're going to see our little kids scampering all around the church, running around with bags of candy. Don't feel obligated to take the candy, but, and you'll get these Valentines. For the money donation that you give, there's no cost to these Valentines. It's whatever the Lord lays on your heart to give for the missionaries. Put it in the offering plate and mark it Valentines or Missions Valentines. If anyone has any questions or you want to help to volunteer, please talk to me after service. We meet at my house during the week to fill them out and cut them up and everything like that. And one last note, if you receive a Valentine and your name is spelled incorrectly, I'll give you an example. If it says Diana and your name is Diane, please correct me. Otherwise, I'm going to call you that for the rest of your life. And I really do want you to correct me if there's misspelling so that we can fix it on the master list. So so I'm looking forward to getting to know even, you know, our newer members. So thank you. Appreciate it. Love you.
If you could look at me as I opened up with in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. You know, I think about in Acts chapter 17 when you have, we get the first occurrence there in Thessalonica, and we begin to see the hostility even amongst the own countrymen, as is mentioned in 1 Thessalonians. And as Mom had mentioned, it's not easy to always be as openly sharing the gospel in some of these other places. And I think about India, and Pastor Gary shared with us before about some of the difficulty that can begin to come in with those that are going out for the sake of the name, as Pastor Josh shared in 3 John, in first service, and yet to see and to hear the hearts of those that are willing to go and desiring to not only in their own walk, walk with the Lord very openly, but to proclaim the gospel and to see them lead others to the Lord. I think about in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 2, and as I thought about these times with the candies and the time in which that we're praying for these different ones over there, and it says in verse 2, "We give thanks to God always for all of you, making mention of you in our prayers, constantly bearing in mind your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the presence of our God and Father." And I think about as it goes down and begins to tell us in verse 7 that they became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. And the word of the Lord has sounded forth from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith toward God has gone forth, so that we have no need to say anything. And I can't think of how many times that I know I've been encouraged, and us in the body have been encouraged to hear the different steps that this family and these men have taken over there. And in times in which we get a chance to just follow the leading of the Lord and in even showing love to one another through times like this. And the Lord burdens our hearts to give at different times. And as Mom said, we want it to be Spirit-led. We want it to be the Lord leading. But how the Lord will then use that to begin to encourage them right back in their walk. And you begin to see how the Lord knits us together in that way. So I'd encourage us, listen to how the Lord leads in this, but even in that time of prayer, you know, it's easy to just take the piece of candy or the Valentine and not think about those over there. But I appreciate Mom mentioning that time of sitting down and whether it's with our little ones, whether it's just us, and going, let's remember and be praying for those that are going out for the sake of the name in that way. What a wonderful testimony the Lord's given us to be a part of. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you today for, Lord, the amazing work that we know is all you, that you would begin to knit us together all the way across the earth to India, that you would so bring this man and then his wife and to the midst of Pastor Gary all those years ago and begin to knit us together with them. And Lord, that we would get to hear how you're working there and how you're rescuing souls and raising up men to proclaim the gospel. Lord, we give you praise for this work. And Lord, may we just listen to the leading of your Spirit and how we can come alongside and how we can encourage in this as well, Lord, because we recognize that you're the one that provides, you're the one that strengthens. But Lord, the privilege that you would give us to get to be a part of this and that we would get to even begin to encourage and express our love for one another. Lord, you tell us that you've loved us and that we should begin to walk in love with one another as well. Lord, you bless us with this body here too. So Lord, we give you thanks in all of this and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.